Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Noon hour here on a Funk Friday, live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Come by and see us. We'll be here till 2 o'clock. Dukes and Bell are going to be here afternoon as well. So if you can't make it to see us, I don't know what your problem is. You got 2 hours to get here. But Dukes and Bell will be here till 6 o'clock tonight. Shout-outs to Brandon.
Yes.
Brandon stopped by to say what's up.
Brandon's from Montezuma.
That's right.
Down there by me.
If Brandon can travel from Montezuma to come see us.
You bring your ass up here from
You can come from Alpharetta.
Mayretta
right now. Yeah, come by and say hi. And shout-out to Donna as well.
Yes, Miss Donna and her husband sitting over there. Big dog fans over there. Big-time listeners, so we appreciate them too, man.
Careful in Cartersville.
Yeah.
Keep it according to code.
Yeah, Miss Donna.
Otherwise, Donna's going to get you.
Write you a ticket now. Miss Donna be checking codes and everything. Make sure your stuff up to date.
You're building the side porch at your house in Cartersville.
Yeah, man.
You may get that code. Go to the county and make sure you cross all your T's and dot your I's and all that.
Yeah,
and lowercase J's, too.
I've got a text from Donna that my wife, Donna. That it's Santa Claus. I forgot they were taking the baby to see Santa Claus, man.
Oh, that's great.
Dude. Do you not – you know, you've been around my boy.
Yes.
I don't want to.
He might not want to.
I don't want to. Come on. All right, Bash. Bash. Woo. Woo. Bash. I know my dude.
Yeah.
He's not going to look at the camera.
Nope.
He ain't going to sit on Santa Claus lot. If he gets if we get a picture with him sitting and looking at the camera, I'll be so surprised.
Yeah. Well, the problem is he's a little guy still, but he's so damn strong, too. So good luck, Santa.
Yes. All right, man.
Good luck. You better be
I don't want to.
Yeah, man. Well, the hard part, too, is because obviously we had a great time at the house last Friday, holiday party, one of the best moments. You need to send me the picture, by the way.
Okay.
One of the best moments is Bash and Jack playing together in the playroom, and it was just so cool, so fun that's kind of what has happened throughout the history of this show. But you never – like, Bash will be – he's good. He's hanging. He's chilling. He's good. 1 second, and then the next minute – bang.
Yep.
It's on.
Yes.
It's on.
Yes.
So you better be paying attention.
Yeah. I'm like, so we'll see how that goes and all those witnesses. She's like,
well, if
like
it's her. Anything like us, I've been in all of Jack's Santa pictures. So I'm right there with him.
Yeah. And that's
me
the thing about
Jack
it.
And Santa.
Yeah, exactly. So am I going to have to be in the picture with Santa Claus? I don't know. But yeah, I already know how my dude going to be. First of all, he's like your dad. He don't want to go leave the house anyways. So that's going to be the thing, getting him out the house. Like, we about to go out to dinner. Okay, cool. We about to go out to eat. I got it. Where's my shoes? But if I get – hey, we're going to see Santa Claus. That I don't want to. All right, bro.
All right, well, so, we're going
to. Yeah, we're going to.
You're not quite yet to the I don't want to portion of your
childhood. Now, if it's up to me, I would be with you. I don't want to go either.
Oh, that's awesome. Great.
Yeah.
2-1.
Yeah. Nah, Mama said we going.
I don't think his vote counts quite the same as Mom's.
Mama said we going, so we going.
All right. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. A lot of football as we'll get into an NFL no huddle in just a minute. Back into some college football playoff conversation as well as bowl game conversation as well. We can ignore this one if you want because
Kansas State
is getting destroyed. They're down 34-0 in the first half.
Like they turned off the game and put on the public service announcement in here.
Yeah. They're just showing the specials list.
Yeah.
The Twin Peaks specials. They're like, you know what? Let's just tell people how to get some free chips.
Yeah,
which, by the way, if you do come up today, it is National Ugly Sweater Day. So if you want to wear your ugly sweater, you'll be in good company. And you can get free chips and queso with a purchase of $25 or more, which I should probably bring home. because Lily loves queso.
Yes.
He's a big fan of queso.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Fine.
That's,
it works
good,
for
that's
me.
A good thing to be a good a fan of. I know I'm a fan of it.
Keep her calm for 15 minutes.
That's it.
So that's good.
As long as you get that 15 minutes.
And then we'll make some picks against the spread. We'll play a little Sports Jeopardy coming up at 12:40 as well. But let's kick things off with an NFL no huddle. All right. Falcons and Cardinals right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock. One of the things to be paying attention to down the stretch of the season for the Falcons is James Pierce and what it would mean to get to double-digit sacks.
Yep.
Here's the defensive coordinator talking about him.
We're seeing something, you know, borderline historic, you know, especially for a rookie. And goodness gracious, there is so much more meat on the bone. Like, he's finding his way, and he's growing, and he's getting better every week, process included, which I've mentioned in the past. But there's still so much more out there for him, you know. And when this game starts to slow down, he really starts to figure out the game and his own skill set and his self-awareness goes to another space. Like, he's got a bright, bright future.
Yeah, I mean, coming into the season, we talked about him and Jalen this summer. We were talking about, you know, and you always make a great point of talking about the names of rookies who've been in double digits and things like that.
Let me just name a couple of them, because there's only a couple of them that have done it, and you've heard of all of them.
Yes.
Javon Curse is the leader
for
rookies. He had 14 and a half. It'll be hard for James to get there, but he's got 8. Alden Smith had 14. Yeah. Micah Parsons had 13. Yeah. Dwight Freeney had 13.
Oh,
Reggie White had 13. Simeon Rice had 12 and a half. Julius Peppers had 12.
Yes.
Von Miller had 11 and a half. These are the types of guys we're talking about.
Yes.
Joey Bosa had 10 and a half his rookie year.
Yes.
Dana Stubblefield had 10 and a half his rookie year. Those are the guys.
Yeah, man.
Those are the guys that get the double-digit sacks their rookie season. So two more in three games is doable, and that would – is he going to become those guys? Who knows? But he's on that list, and that would be fun.
And you love to see it, man, because, I mean, when you're – not making the playoffs, you're eliminated in the middle of December, you're trying to find silver lining or happy moments or anything like that, he's still in contention. And we talked a lot about this with Drake Baldwin when he, you know, as far as season's over, but
similar.
At least he can win National League Rookie of the Year or something like that. He's still in contention to be the NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year, so that's always good to see.
No doubt. We'll get back into our Falcons keys.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the Falcons
about
game at 1:20. Maybe it's not a breakdown keys segment, but we'll talk more about the Falcons and Cardinals coming up at 1:20. Crazy game last night on Thursday Night Football.
Great game.
One of the fun
Great
games of the year.
Game.
And a former Falcon with the game winner.
It sounds like a church right now. The 12s are being quiet for the offense. Sam empties the backfield.
Who's this?
Now he brings Charbonnet back inside. Three receivers to the right. Motion back inside is Barner. Darnold has time, looks inside, it's caught, touchdown, make an extra point, make a conversion, I don't care what it is, the Seahawks win the game again on the last play of the game. The Seahawks win 38-37, it's Sauber with a two-point conversion catch. Holy cow.
Oh, holy cow, I thought we were going to get a holy catfish.
Okay, oh man, first of all, I love that play. That was my and Georgia, but Coach down in that damn wide delay. Just love that play call right there. I mean, great game. I thought Matt Stafford was great. Puka was great.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold, he was great when he needed to be because he was awful. He had an awful lull, and we talked about it earlier. I know there were a lot of tweets and everything about stories being typed up, ready to push print and everything for the next morning up in Seattle about, okay, we got to go get another quarterback. And they still might.
They still might.
But, I mean, for him to bounce back the way he did, and we talk about special teams, big return. Such a big return. And then, obviously, you know, the Rams, I mean, the Seattle's defense stopped them when they need to stop and get the ball back. And Sam Darnold, I mean, you go make the throw. Hell of a play call. Gotta love that play. But then you look at it, you're in overtime. Coach Mack's like, okay, let's end this now.
Yeah.
Let's end this
I
now.
I love it.
Let's end it now.
I love it. No ties.
Yeah. No.
We're at home. We got the momentum.
Go.
We scored 16 in the fourth quarter and just scored a touchdown on our one possession
of
overtime.
Let's go end it right now.
Yeah, let's run our best two-point play and let's see if we can get in the end zone. And they did. Now, they probably couldn't run the other two-point play that they ran earlier because, you know, don't know. Maybe a team will try it. Copycat league, right?
Yeah.
Throw it backwards, bounce it off a lineman's head, have it land in the end zone, and then your running back picks it up?
Yeah.
That's like that old Michael Jordan, Larry Bird commercial.
Very, very interesting play call. Very, very interesting,
interesting
outcome.
Yeah.
Very different outcome than you were expecting when the play initially happened. Go to commercial, get ready to line up for the kickoff, and then hold on.
Actually, no. It was a fumble, kind of.
It was a fumble. Like, and the laziest damn fumble recovery ever in life.
Doesn't that feel like they changed the rule this offseason?
Yes.
It's like,
I don't remember, but
you can't, it can't be like accidental fumble that goes forward, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. There's some way that they can. It would have to, it has to happen first in order for the rule to get changed.
Right.
But it happened. Seahawks had never come down 16 or more in the fourth quarter and won a game until last night, and now they're 12-3. And I'll be honest with you, I did not see that coming.
Great. I mean, if you think about this weekend of ball, obviously you got Philadelphia going to Washington. Big week, big win last week for the Eagles. But the one of tomorrow is definitely Green Bay going to the Bears, where Green Bay's own the Bears.
Yeah, but they are banged up.
They are banged all the way up, man. So, I mean, is it the real Chicago? Can please stand up? Can they go and win a big game, a night game in Chicago against a very banged up, like you said, Green Bay Packers team? I don't know. We know Mike is out. I don't know with Watson's situation, the receiver. They need that dude. That dude is such a difference maker.
Yep, no
but
doubt.
Outside of that, you look at any of these games. I mean, Tampa Bay going to Carolina.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is still, these two teams are still in the hunt for the NFC South title.
It's basically, they got a two-game playoff against each other.
Pretty much.
Because, I mean, you win both those games, you're going. It doesn't even matter what you do in the other one. They play two out of the final 3 weeks.
We're gonna find out a lot about Jacksonville.
Yes.
Yes, Jacksonville's, they're going to Denver to take on the Broncos. I mean,
coming off a 50-point performance against the Jets.
Trevor Lawrence, this is the best he's ever played, man.
Hadn't turned the ball over in 3 weeks. Denver's defense, maybe not the best, but one of the three or four best defenses in the NFL. That's a hell of a test for them for sure.
Yeah, Pittsburgh going to Detroit. I mean, Pittsburgh still in this thing.
They're Lions still, are 8-6.
Yes, and they need this win.
Yeah.
They need this win bad. Another team that's banged up, and we know how that is. New England going to Baltimore. Can they bounce back after their loss? And Baltimore still fight for their damn playoff lives also. But outside of that,
with a hobbled Lamar.
I mean, you can tell. Yeah, you can tell. First game with Kansas City without Patrick Mahomes going to Tennessee. Quinn Ewers starting for Miami against a sad Joe Burrow in Miami.
It's the most sad Joe Burrow.
Just sad.
He needs a win, man.
Yeah.
He needs a win real bad.
Yeah, man.
Can't lose to Quinn Ewers
cool
when you're talking
Joe.
About getting traded.
No.
And then Monday night, I'm excited to watch Phillip Rivers play quarterback again.
Yeah, he's at home against
San
Fran.
That'll be fun. Yeah. He'll get a big cheer there. It's not where he played his whole career, but.
And do you think about
get fired up
like
for him
San Fran needs to stay keep pace with these other two teams that played last night too?
That's the it's the NFC North of this year. Remember last year the Lions were 15-2 and the Vikings were 14-3 and everybody was winning. Same thing in the NFC West this year with the Seahawks and the Rams and the 49ers. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a college football playoff preview. We're going to talk about two of the games. We're going to mention the other two games. Talk a little bit about it, but I think we kind of know what's going to happen in the Ole Miss Tulane game and in the
Oregon.
It's
going to be closer than it was in the regular season.
I think Ole Miss Tulane will be. I don't know if Oregon James Madison is going to be close at all. And we'll keep you updated on what's going on with Kennesaw State in their bowl game as well. You're not going to want to know if you're a Kennesaw State.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Funk Friday in with us. We appreciate it. Thanks, everybody who's come out to Twin Peaks and Kennesaw as well. It's, you know, it's always a good time up here.
Yeah.
But holiday season, yeah. Maybe people are off work already. I'm not sure, but
yeah, man,
packed
yeah.
in here.
Good time. Like we said earlier, Duke Sabella coming up today right after us here at Twin Peaks. Obviously, get opportunity to get to meet the listeners is always, always a fun thing to do. But, yeah, it's going to mean I wish this game's going better. But, you know.
You know what?
Yeah.
At least we got
We got halftime. And there's been bigger comebacks.
Yeah. That's – have there?
A&M came back on South Carolina. They were down like
30 to 3, something
like
that.
Yeah, they were down like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah, there's still opportunities right there for you, KSU.
And Washington was beating Texas in a bowl game, the Holiday Bowl, like 31-10 at halftime years ago.
Dude.
And then they put in Major Applewhite.
Yes.
And Applewhite
yes.
let them back.
That's the crazy thing about – I know we're in the college football course, but like that's when bowl games were fun.
Oh, yeah.
That damn Holiday Bowl. It was the Holiday Bowl,
yeah.
the Alamo Bowl.
Yep. Yep.
Those bowls.
Sun Bowl.
Sun Bowl.
Yep.
I remember we had some classics in the Outback Bowl.
Yeah.
The Peach Bowl was freaking amazing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, that's when everybody played in them.
Well, it's so often, too, you'd get a situation like that where, because Chris Sims was the Texas quarterback.
Nobody liked him.
And nobody liked him, and he was highly touted and all that, and he had unseated Major Applewhite, and then he's still there. In a modern college, he would have transferred someplace else.
Right.
He's still there, and he gets to come back, or the vice versa is a lot of times if a quarterback's going to go to the NFL or maybe he got hurt or they benched him or whatever, and you get to see the next guy.
Right.
Like at the bowl game, you get to see, all right, here's a preview of the guy that's going to be your quarterback for next year, and then you can get excited and talk yourself into it.
Major
now nobody wants to play.
Nobody wants to play.
Now nobody wants to
play. Wants to play. Major Applewhite. It's but then you saw, obviously, we mentioned him yesterday, Duke quarterback. He's going back to school.
He's going back to Duke.
He's going back to Duke.
I love it.
All right. Dante Moore. I mean, depending on what he does in this playoff, does he go back?
Uh-huh.
I mean, right now we know Mendoza's coming out.
Mendoza's coming out.
That's it.
Yeah.
As far as guys
as far
that we
as
know.
Guys that we
as
know.
Far as guys that we know. That's it. So,
and Arch is taking a pay cut.
And Arch is taking a pay cut to go back to Texas. What the hell is going on? All that money Texas got.
Yeah.
And Arch got to get, man. Please.
Now, I guess he's taking a pay cut off the revenue share or something like that, whatever he gets from the revenue share. He's like, all right, you guys could use some of the extra that. I'm sure his NIL money is still just fine, whatever that is.
Man,
but, yeah, look, I mean, he's the quarterback.
Speaking of as a father who pays tuition, I don't believe in real. I don't believe in.
I don't think he's paying tuition.
No, I'm talking about as a father. I don't believe in giving no money back.
I understand.
Hell no.
I got look. If
hell no.
I mean.
Hell no.
Sark can take a pay cut.
Why can't he?
Yeah, he can take a pay cut.
It doesn't affect that or something? Man, get the hell out of here.
It's all
man.
From the same thing.
Man,
I guess it's not.
Man, get the hell out of here, man.
Yeah, I know. But it's also it's such
like,
a sign of the times.
How did they come at him?
Yeah.
Hey, Arch, you know, we need this tight end.
Well,
you want a tight end, right?
Here's the other thing.
We need to get some money.
Right, I mean, it's nonsense. Yeah. But here's the other thing. The only reason it comes out is because they're trying to make it like a positive Arch PR story. You know what I mean?
Arch –
I think Arch's PR is pretty fine.
He's freaking awesome.
Yeah, I think he's pretty fine.
He's an awesome kid.
Yeah,
man.
He's never said anything
he's an awesome
wrong.
Kid.
Done anything wrong.
Yeah, he's an awesome
He didn't live
man.
Up to the hype that he didn't even
But you know one thing I love
season,
about that? You know what I love about
right?
that whole situation was you didn't hear nothing from him.
No, nothing.
You didn't hear nothing from his uncles,
Not
his
a word.
Dad.
He even said, I think
he said,
it was in an
nothing.
SEC Media Day before the first game, he was like, I haven't done anything to earn this. Like, I know the family that I come from, but I haven't done anything to earn this. I haven't won a game yet.
Right.
So, smart. He's not playing this weekend.
No.
Alabama and Oklahoma play tonight. Let me just ask you a big picture, and then we can zero in on the four games. Just from any of the games, it doesn't have to be a winner, loser. It could be just any way you want to take it. What would be the most surprising thing to you that you think could happen that might happen this weekend?
The most surprising
thing? Yeah, and I don't mean James Madison.
Oh, okay, yeah,
Oregon,
yeah, okay.
But,
okay.
like, something that could possibly happen that would surprise you this weekend.
That Oklahoma's offense finds itself.
Yeah, that's kind of like that Alabama-Oklahoma's a shootout.
Yeah.
That would shock me.
Yeah, that would
Maybe
shock
it could happen because it could happen,
that
but it would shock
That would shock me. If Carson Beck goes and lights up A&M,
okay.
that surprised me.
Yeah.
Would surprise me. When you look at this game, I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't trust Reese, but he's an outstanding player. He's a very good football player. I just watched that South Carolina game. I remember watching the South Carolina game and how bad he was. The thing with that is that Miami is capable of defensively making him doing that.
Yeah.
But they are not South Carolina's defense. They won't come back from that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, Miami, we talked about it all season. Athlete for athlete, position for position, Miami's as good as anybody in this field.
That's right.
They are freaking loaded. And they got a veteran quarterback who, when he's on, Carson Beck can tear your ass up.
But when he's not. He will lose you the
game. He will lose you the damn football game.
He will lose you the game.
And I trust him more, for whatever reason, than I do Reese. Because I trust Miami's overall roster.
Okay.
Texas A&M got some talented dudes. Now, they're not as talented as they were before. I don't care what nobody says. But I think when you look at Echo and the way he coaches, he's a damn good football coach.
Definitely.
And you mentioned yesterday. Now, if you're in a decision where it comes down to a coach's decision, I guess I trust Elko more than Chris.
And that's just default.
I guess.
Yeah, that's not because Elko has maybe he does, but I'm not as well versed in his history to know. That's just because Cristobal has done so many wild things late in games that have cost his team games that you don't trust him. Here's my thing with that game when it comes down to I'm with you because I think player for player, Miami, I think, has a more talented roster. I think A&M has a very talented roster, too.
Yes,
don't get me wrong.
I just
think there's game breakers on that Miami roster
And we know who it is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they got the best freshman in the country. They got guys on the D-line that can wreck the game.
And they have a – you mentioned earlier in the show about the offensive line of Alabama, how they used to be. That's what Miami has.
Uh-huh.
Miami had a big, physical SEC – Why?
And that's the key. Because Texas A&M leads the nation in sacks.
Yes.
And if Carson Beck can sit back there and pick you apart like he has in games this year, then he's going to look great.
Yes.
But Texas A&M is one of the best teams in the country at not letting that happen.
Right.
Miami has one of the best offensive lines in the country. That's the matchup for me. It's Texas A&M's pass rush and Miami's offensive line because of how good A&M is in the pass rush, but also because of what it will do to Carson Beck if they're on his ass.
Yeah, and I think when we go back to yesterday, and I was like, you know, A&M, I think A&M is a good football team. I don't know how good. I said this before the Texas game.
Yep.
Because I was like, when people were talking about the SEC and Georgia needs this to happen again, I was like, Georgia's going to Atlanta because Texas is going to beat A&M. And the reason I said that is because I don't know how good A&M is. That's a nice win they had at up there in Notre Dame. But Notre Dame shot themselves in the foot.
That's right. And that was also a long time ago. And Notre Dame's a lot better.
And then you look at where A&M has been. A&M played the bottom half of the SEC schedule.
They did.
Until they got to Texas.
They did.
Until they got to Texas.
They did. And if they lose this game tomorrow, that's going to be what
it is. This is more of this game is more of these two programs show me. Show me Miami. Yep. Show me that you're one of the best teams in the country. A&M, show me that you've got to – because both of these teams, they lose these games.
Oh, absolutely.
So they're playing against each other.
It is a battle of teams that lose big opportunities. I was listening to an interview this morning with a Texas A&M it's a media member, but she went to Texas A&M as well. And the trauma, the PTSD that Texas A&M fans – because every fan base has it.
Yes.
But she was going – I was like, oh, yeah. Oh No, they've got just as long of a list in the last 15 years of blown opportunities as anybody. So yeah, that's a big part of that one. I think Alabama Oklahoma is going to be a slog. I give the advantage in a game like that to the home team.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma is at home. A&M's at home against Miami as well. I mean, there's fun storylines in Ole Miss Tulane because of Lane Kiffin and the new coaches and all that kind of stuff. But I think Ole Miss handles that one pretty easy, and I don't even know if there's a storyline or can James Madison.
There isn't. No, other than the uniforms.
The uniforms.
They're going to be sweet.
It's easy for me to root for the purple team in Autzen Stadium.
Yeah.
So I will have no problem hoping James Madison beats Oregon.
Man, James Madison's going to get throttled.
Probably.
They're about to get throttled.
Yeah, most likely they're
a one-man team kind of sort of.
I don't even know who the one man is. I'm not going to lie to you.
They're going to get throttled. I think Tulane –
James Madison has a funny fake Twitter account.
Yes.
That has come out of this.
That's been pretty funny.
Yes, it's been
pretty
funny.
That's been pretty damn funny. Well, other than that, no. I expect Oregon to just, I expect their starters to play a half.
Here's the thing about Oregon. Some of the starters might not even play a half because they've got guys coming back off injury that they're not bringing back probably.
Right.
Three of their best four skill position players are questionable, whatever you determine it in college right now. They're probably not even going to play them. Because they don't have to.
Right.
And then their offense is fully healthy for that game against Texas Tech.
I would wait for that.
And we talked about this yesterday. Which team of the eight that are playing this weekend do you think could go on a run? I didn't say Oregon, and I won't.
Good.
But I don't know. They're pretty good.
They're very talented.
They're very talented. They're getting
extra time to get healthy. Very, very young. And like you said, they're getting their dudes back. Yeah. And I think that's the most important thing when you talk about getting ready for this playoff thing is you're right. You don't have to play your guys because you can beat – JMU with your freshman team.
Yep.
you know.
They can vanilla offense the game against JMU and win the game.
It's at home. It's going to be crazy. I mean, we were talking to Roddy. It's still going to be crazy. Is it Ottman Stadium?
Otson
Stadium. It's going to be freaking rocking in there, too. Now, it's not going to have that feel like A&M, that feel like Oklahoma tonight. But it's still going to be a great atmosphere and everything like that. And just like Ross said, put more damn games on campus.
Yep, this is the –
put more games on campus.
Of the number one thing that they've gotten right in the expansion of the playoff, home playoff games is it.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
There's four home playoff games this weekend in Norman, Oklahoma, and College Station, Oxford. Good for those guys.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, after everything that's happened the last month and a half, good for the Ole Miss fans to get to celebrate tomorrow, and hopefully they win as well. I think they will. But, yeah, man, college football playoff kicks off tonight. Kennesaw State currently playing as we're in Kennesaw. They haven't given up a touchdown in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And they got the ball. They could go down and score, and they didn't get the ball back to start the second. Oh, God.
Good Lord. You dropped a screen pass.
Oh, God.
It is 34-0 Western Michigan.
We're not supposed to give it updates, as you'd like to tell me.
Now, we can do it on this one.
Okay, don't forget. You can always
listen. We have the rights to this game.
To Sports Radio 99 The Game on the Odyssey app. iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps is free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
All right, we'll come back. We'll make some picks against the spread. We'll play some Sports Jeopardy. We're broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. It's not the first hour. It's the second hour. It's brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It's one of those ones you just can't help it, you know?
Yeah. But I think, you know, we had an AMA, and the guy was asking me, like, OJs or Temptation. I love me some Temptation, but it's just too many of them. But, no, there's nothing like the OJs. I saw a clip where they had, like, Eddie was in a wheelchair. We don't sound like the old Eddie.
That's
but
right.
He still sounded like there. Eddie. He still sounded like Eddie, man.
You know what? If you love him
and
you didn't get to see him when they were in their prime, at least you still get to see him.
I've seen the OJs in concert.
That's great.
Whew! Now, Frankie's still my number one all-time concert.
Sure.
But damn, because Eddie was, you like when you lock. You know, that's like Eddie be hitting that, you know, and you know, Frankie's a little bit more smoother. But there's nothing like the OJs, man. Just. I'm talking about generational, top of generation.
Didn't we find out that Caris LeVert is like their third cousin or something like that?
Yes, we did.
Where's he at these days? That was kind of fun having an OJ's cousin on the Hawks.
That's right. They didn't retain him.
Nah, he's somewhere.
He's probably in Washington.
Say what?
Is he not in Cleveland?
No, he was in Cleveland. We got him in the DeAndre Hunter trade, I believe.
How's DeAndre doing this year?
Not great.
Okay.
Not great.
So he needs to go back to being
Detroit.
The sixth man?
Detroit.
That goes somewhere up there.
So he's happy.
So he needs to go back to being the sixth man? Because he wanted to be a starter here, right?
Yeah, and he kind of at times has been the sixth man there. He just, you know, he's a very inconsistent basketball player.
Yeah.
Which is what he's been the whole time.
But
he's a very inconsistent basketball player.
I did want him, though, at that number four pick. Make sure you got Virginia. They're talking about Kawhi Leonard clone. That's why I don't listen to the clone talk.
Well, no, I will say this. Like, we're going to talk about DeAndre Hunter for a minute, which is fun.
He was
an excellent defender before he blew both of his knees out.
Yes.
And then he blew both of his knees out. Now he's a shooter.
He got replacement knees.
Knee technology has come a long way.
It's come a long damn way, man.
All right, let's make some picks against the spread. Then we'll play some Sports Jeopardy. How'd it go last week?
The duo of Andy and Randy a week ago, 8-0 Each of you went 4-0. Bo went 3-1.
I needed that.
And despite starting 2-0, I ended 2-2.
Okay. Well, hey, as a show, we were significantly above 500. How's that look for the year now?
Randy is back up to 14 games above 500.
Nice.
I am at 500. Bo is one game back, and Andy four back at 500. So another 4-0 right now, Andy. Another 4-0, you can be right there.
I'm scratching and clawing my way back into it. Hey, great to meet you.
All right, look, and let's get this thing right because I think Bama wins. So I'm taking the Bama minus 1.5 versus Oklahoma. I'm taking.
I think you're getting points.
I think you're plus 1.5.
Is it minus or plus?
Bama's not favored. Bama's underdogs.
Oh, well, give me Bama plus 1.5.
Yeah. You're getting your 1.5.
Give me 1.5. Give me NC State minus 3.5 versus Memphis.
Okay.
You said bowl games, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
You said bowl games, right?
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Because it's on the thing. I don't trust any of the other ones.
Okay.
Yeah, you said bowl games.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got it.
I almost was going to take Kennesaw State, but I said it's too early.
Is that NC State quarterback playing?
Yes.
Is he really? Okay.
He's coming back, so he should play.
Oh, is he coming back? I didn't know that.
Oh, damn. You're right, Andy. I don't know if he's coming back.
Yeah.
Text me if you need to adjust.
I like the fact that Memphis got a new head coach and all those other things.
Okay.
All right. Give me Denver minus 3 versus Jacksonville. And I just don't – I hate the Lamar's banged up. Give me New England plus 3 versus the Ravens.
C.J. Bailey.
Plus 3?
C.J. Bailey is his name. That dude was really fun to watch. Well, I was going to say in that Georgia Tech game. Not if you're a Georgia Tech fan, he wasn't fun to watch. That was a hell of a performance. I wasn't even trying to do that. My bad. I think Oklahoma's going to win. I got Oklahoma minus 1.5. I think that's going to be a great game tonight. Give me James Madison plus 20.5. The Dukes are going to keep it close. They're probably backdoor cover because Oregon's going to bench all their starters at halftime. I got the Bears minus 1.5, and I got the Bengals minus 4.5. Those are my four.
Bunk, that's pretty brave, man. But, hey, when you have your allegiances against your enemies, you have your allegiances against your enemies.
Screw Oregon.
You may be right, though. Their third stringers may give up the point spread late in the game. But that being said, give me Oregon minus 20.5 versus JMU. Go Sun Belt, I guess. What? Give me A&M minus 3 versus Miami. Give me the Bengals minus 4.5 at the Dolphins. And give me the Saints minus 4.5 versus the Jets. The Rookie of the Year campaign continues for Tyler Shuck.
Well done.
I actually was going to take James Madison, and then I listened to you guys talk last segment and flip my pick, only to see, Andy, you still take James
Madison.
Yeah,
but my Madison. Pick is based
on Andy's pick's not based off.
So I talked to him in the break, and I feel better now. I'm actually going to take the same ones as Bo here. I'm going to take Oregon minus 20.5. I like Miami.
Am I the only person that's not on the board with all the college football games?
What?
I mean.
Oh, no, you went off the board. Yeah, you did. Now, again, you're right. This was agreed to off the air yesterday. You are allowed to both pick playoff games.
I asked
bowl games.
Yesterday
I
for
just
clarification.
Assumed everyone would pick playoff games. But
Bunk to my face yesterday. Well, like, well, we're all going to pick playoff games,
he
right?
He did say that.
And Randy and said, so no, I didn't pick. Randy so didn't pass up the Gasparilla Bowl. So I'm getting on NC State.
I like Miami. I don't know. I'm just not sure I buy Texas A&M even at home.
All right.
Brady Cook is starting for the Jets. I'm with Bo. Tyler Shuck has looked really good. Give me the Saints.
Did he go to Missouri?
Yeah.
Missouri.
And then, like, I get that Joe Burrow is sad or whatever. But, like, Quinn Ewers is an absolute disaster.
What do you mean?
Quinn Ewers is an absolute disaster is what I mean.
How do you know?
We've seen him at times before this year, and he was a disaster.
New quarterback energy.
New quarterback energy.
No.
There is a limit to this.
The damn Dolphins are winning this weekend.
There's a limit to new quarterback energy.
The Dolphins are winning this week.
He's so bad.
The Dolphins are winning this week.
Tyreek has checked out. Give me the Bengals. 4.5 over the Dolphins.
All right. Fair enough. I don't know. I don't know why. I think it's because me and my wife read an article about Quinn Ewers in the Garden and Gun magazine 6 years ago.
Why are you reading Garden and Gun magazine?
Well, we get it delivered to the house.
Is that a magazine that's combined?
That does not seem like a Bunker Davis.
Oh, it's very Davis. Very Davis. Very Davis.
Y'all still get magazines delivered?
My wife loves magazines.
Really?
My wife's dream job, which, by the way, she has right now,
yes.
But, like, she has a new dream job now, is the editor of a magazine.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, and I don't know if she knows, and it's not really for me to say since I'm a radio host,
right,
that magazines are kind of like going out of style.
Right.
I guess we do radio. It's not like it's the 60s. But, yeah, she wants to be a magazine editor.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah. That, when you said Guns and Roses.
No, Garden and Gun. It's Gun? Like a it's like a
Guns and Roses magazine would be better.
It's like a Southern lifestyle magazine. Anyway, they wrote an article about Quinn Ewers, and we were like, that kid's pretty cool. Yeah. And we've been following him ever since. So, anyway, leave him alone, Abe. It's a nice kid.
You don't have to worry about me. It's the Bengals defense coming after that bum.
He's a nice kid. He's not a bum. Let's play some Sports Jeopardy.
He could wait and call him a bum. Bum.
What I'm trying to think, did he do something to Florida? Did he beat Florida?
No, no, no. He's just terrible at this level.
Oh.
Oh, okay. They played pretty good the last time he got a chance. You know that, right?
He's a rookie,
Who?
Isn't he? He hasn't even played.
Yeah.
He has played. Yeah, he was terrible.
He played a little. He played okay.
It was bad.
He played okay. Okay.
The coach had to be like, he stood in there and took a hit and threw a ball downfield.
Now, Quinn stepped in on one of your Tinder dates.
No.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's.
No, I don't think that.
I don't think we're.
Hey, if you're going to recruit,
I don't think
right?
they're fishing
yeah.
in the same
when
pond.
You, when you leaving?
I leave tomorrow.
Your mama and sis?
Yeah.
Dad?
Just mama and sis.
Mama and sis. Okay. Where y'all going?
We're going to Amber Cove in the Dominican.
Okay.
We're going to Nassau.
Okay.
And we're going to the private island of the cruise line and Turk and Caicos, Grand
nice.
Turk.
What's nice.
Turk Island.
What's
nice.
The female
nice.
Version of a wingman? Wingwoman?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's two wingwomen.
Bye, Miss Donna.
Bye, Donna. Thank
Bye,
you for
y'all
coming.
Take care. Thank you very much. Go Dogs.
Good to meet you guys. That's two wingwomen.
Sure.
Like, your sister
two wings.
Be, your sister, has your sister ever tried to put you on?
No, I don't think so.
Wow.
Not like that.
It's not very nice. She should.
Yeah.
She, you guys want to answer some questions?
Yeah, yeah. Put up, because you know my wife. You know she swears she's Miss Matchmaker.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes. That would make sense.
She,
I could believe her.
I got some. She, Donna's looking for you.
Okay. All right,
Donna's looking for you.
All right.
All right. You prefer the working, right?
Job.
What? Like, you can't support a woman, right? Meaning, like, she don't, like she's one to take care of Chipper.
There's four people sitting at this table, and two of them don't get ratings bonuses, all right?
You get a little bit.
So, no.
You get a little bit.
Okay, all right.
Because
okay.
we're friendly. All right, let's play Sports Jeopardy.
College, did we already do the open? We ran that, right?
I don't think so.
Talked through it?
Did we?
Yes.
Okay. College Football Playoff Committee Chair Hunter Yurecek is the AD at what school?
Randy. Oh, damn. That's not him anymore. I'm going to guess Wisconsin.
No. And you know this, and you're going to hate yourself for it.
I think it's Arkansas.
It is Arkansas.
Yeah, I was like, Baylor was the last
the
guy.
Baylor guy had to quit.
That was what, Mac
he
Rhodes?
Of Dan or something.
Yeah.
Or
yeah. On this day in 1980, which boxing movie was released
Randy.
In theaters? Randy.
Rocky?
Incorrect.
Oh.
Really?
Oh, shoot. Almost I saw you working your way there, too.
Oh, man.
Raging Bull?
Raging Bull is correct.
This is like two boxing movies before Creed.
Yep. God dog it.
How many games will the NBA play on Christmas Day?
Randy.
Five.
Five is correct. Andy out to a quick 2-1 lead. In which round was Dolphins starting quarterback Quinn Ewers drafted? Randy.
He was a – oh, man.
I don't know.
Was he a – fifth round pick?
That is incorrect.
Sixth round pick.
Incorrect. Seventh.
Oh.
Seventh round pick.
That's where all the best quarterbacks come from.
Not counting any stats from last night's game. Who enters week 16 as the leading passer
Andy.
In the NFL? Andy.
Dak Prescott?
Dak Prescott is correct. Andy is out to a 3-1 lead. Who was the top-ranked team in last year's college football playoff
Randy.
Field?
Randy.
Oregon.
That's correct.
Glad you got to say it.
But you weren't going to say it anyway.
I was going to get it wrong on purpose.
Yeah, you weren't going to say it anyway. Yeah, you weren't going to say it.
Ohio State, they beat them.
What current sports franchise was once the Baltimore Bullets?
Randy.
Oh,
God.
Bubby knows.
Which current franchise, right? You said, right?
Was once known as the Baltimore Bullets.
Oh, the Baltimore Bullets. Oh, I'm gonna go with Washington Wizards.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Don't stray too far.
Yeah. Because I'm like
because they went to Baltimore and then they were Washington Bullets.
Well, you remember them as the Washington Bullets.
Yeah, I remember the Washington Bullets.
Yeah.
And then they made them change it.
Yeah.
Because I guess
change.
They were like it's too violent.
They were the Wizards.
Yeah. Well, they were the Bullets, and then one next year they were the Wizards.
Okay.
It was like when Jordan started playing there because they were like C-Webb played for the Bullets.
Yes. Him and Juwan Howard.
And Juwan, yeah.
We are tied 3-3. Let's go with next question. We'll decide your winner.
Golden goal.
Which four current Big 12 schools have appeared in the college football playoffs all since the 2021 season? Andy.
Oklahoma.
That's
oh, God.
Would you like me to finish the question?
What an idiot. Andy.
Abe.
Which four current Big Ten schools
current.
Appeared in the college
Wait,
football
Big
playoffs?
10?
Big 12 schools,
Big
sorry.
12, okay.
Big 12 schools have appeared in the college football playoffs all since the 2021 season. And the hint is one of them appeared before they were a Big 12 member. You need all four, Randy.
I need all four schools from the Big 12 that have appeared in the in
college
the,
football playoffs okay. all since 2021, and it does include this year's field.
Okay.
Dang it.
You said four schools?
Yes.
That's in the Big 12.
Currently in the Big 12.
Oh, currently. Okay, so Oklahoma's not in the currently in the Big 12. Okay, so number one is Oklahoma.
All right, what are we doing? What
Texas,
are we doing?
All right, we got it wrong.
That's just how he
Texas
got it wrong.
Tech, I have no clue.
Texas Tech, Arizona State.
All right.
One was before they got there.
Ooh. I don't know.
BYU? No. Dude.
Well, TCU.
TCU.
That's what it was.
Well, now they were a member, but.
Yeah, I would never got it.
And then who's
the one that was a playoff representative before they reached the Big 12 was Cincinnati.
Cincinnati is in the Big 12 now.
Yeah.
Oh, I would never got that. I would have got that, so it don't matter.
All right. Who was John Cena's opponent in the WWE
Andy.
Debut? Andy.
Oh, debut? Oh, God.
Oh. Wait, I know this.
The Rock.
Incorrect. That started the Ruthless Aggression era. Randy.
Randy. Triple H.
I thought you said you knew it.
I don't know.
Bo's so disappointed.
Bo's banging
Bo's
the board.
So right
I think Bo hit the dump button to make sure that answer was never out on
Incredibly
air.
Incredibly disappointed.
How many different teams has Jameis Winston
Randy.
Started for?
Ah.
You don't even have, if you want to just give me a number, that's fine. If you want to name them, that's fine, too.
Right,
we got to find a winner here, guys.
The Bucks.
That's
the
one.
The Browns.
That's two.
The Giants.
That's three.
The Saints.
That's no, four.
Yeah. That's it. Four.
That's four.
Okay.
Randy's
right.
the winner.
Yeah.
We got a winner. It's right. Randy.
Hey, Truckin' on a Friday. Truckin' on a Friday.
I'd have been
Truckin'
mad.
On a Friday.
I'd have been mad if it was the Cena one. I'm not mad that it's Jameis. Like,
Dude.
That's a good
Who,
one.
What was the Cena? What was the John Cena?
Kurt Angle.
Oh, I would never got that.
You were like, I know this one. Then Triple H.
I was going to say Triple H.
That's the first time I've ever even heard that name. So you could have given me 100.
You don't know who Kurt Angle is?
Never heard of the person.
It's a Olympic gold medalist.
Gold medal winning American.
What sport?
Wrestling.
96. Huh.
But like real. 96.
He won in Atlanta?
With a broken neck.
Wow. Did not know that.
I knew that. I didn't know that.
I would have, yeah. You could have given me a million guesses of different name combinations, and I never would have come up with that because I never heard of that guy. But now I have, and congratulations on the gold medal. That's really great. All right. We'll take a break and come back and do the final hour of the show here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.